title of our lesson this morning is, What Shall We Do? How many of you deciding what you already have plans, what you're going to do tomorrow? 4th of July, going to parade, some of you already seen fireworks. Some of you going to ask each other where we're eating lunch this afternoon. What shall we do? Where are we going to eat? Well, what shall we do when it comes to God's Word? This morning we have multiple passages that all come from what Jesus says. As you'll notice, there'll be red letter edition. See? You shall. And I've added a little bit to this passage from our scripture reading this morning. But you know what? But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, saying, Teacher, which is the great commandment of the law? Isn't that just like people? Isn't that just like people? Hey, Jesus outdid those guys. Let's see if he can outdo us. Let's ask him another question. Let's test him again. Let's try him again. Let's give it a shot. What's the greatest commandment of all? Let's see if you know it all, Jesus. What do you really know? And Jesus says, the greatest commandment of them all is you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now, can you imagine stating two or three sentences that sums up this whole Bible? The whole law and all the prophets. And that's what Jesus said. You shall love God and love your neighbor. And you know what? Then they say, well, the Pharisees were gathered. Jesus asked them, so what do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? And then they said to him, the son of David. He said to them, how then does David call his in the spirit call him Lord, saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. If David calls him Lord, how is he his son? And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day on did anyone dare question him anymore. Now, some of us would like that to transpire with our grandkids, right? Why? Why, Papa? What's this for, Papa? Why, Grandpa? Why, Nana? Why? They go through the why phase. But you know what? Some of us in our lives are still in the why phase, and we have those why phase days where we ask Jesus why. Why is it that I have to suffer? Why is it I have to get to work? Why is it I have to go to work? Why is it I don't make more money? Why is it? Why? It doesn't stop, does it? We just think it's some little kids saying that, but we struggle with the same thing. Why is it my belly growing? Why is it my hair falling out? Why is it my hair turned silver? Silver, okay? Our hair turns silver, not gray. Why? You know? Because gray is what you prime a car before you paint it. We got some color here, you know? Gray's just a primer color. Silver's got some speed to it. Is that right, Lucas? Somebody mentions Lucas's car is gray and orange. I'm like, it's silver and orange. But folks, we ask why. And when Jesus said these simple words, and no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day on did anyone dare question him, because he said, not only did he said about David and the Spirit and the Lord and who you think Jesus is and what do you think about the Christ, he said something even harder. When he said, you shall love God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And that means he's saying you just don't play church. It's got to be what you think about and how you talk and how you spend your money and how you treat your wife and how you treat your neighbors. How you treat your neighbors. I wave at all my neighbors, even to people that I don't know that are my neighbors, because if they're my neighbors and they don't know me and they're driving up and down the road now, they know me because I wave at them. That didn't make any sense, does it? Well, it did if you're me. Basically, I wave at everybody that drives up and down our road. It's just a country road. It's not like it's, you know, you guys, most of you guys have been on our road, so there's a bunch of people go back and forth, live down this way, live that way, live a couple miles away, and they always go up and down that road, but I wave at everybody, for the most part. Why? Because I love them. Why? Because I shall do that. Now, if they have a certain politician's sign in their front yard that I don't like? Let me see. Jesus says, except if they have the same political affiliation and they vote just like you. Nope, nope, it's not in there. It's not in there, folks. If Jesus walked around and just treated the people that were really following him nice, he wouldn't have done half the miracles a lot of the miracles that he had did. That's such a neat thing about Jesus. Okay? He was the true epitome of love and kindness and not being judgmental. Yeah, he judged righteous judgment, and yeah, he convicted people of sin. But as we see in instances that we'll look at in the passages this morning, he really showed us how to love God and how to love our neighbors. He didn't give us an out. The Pharisees and Sadducees wanted to be better than Jesus. They wanted an out. They wanted an excuse for their sins. And Jesus never gave them one. And he doesn't give us an excuse for our sins either. He says, I know about them. I love you anyways. Come to me. And that's the same thing we should do when we recognize each other's sins. I love you anyways. I love you anyways. How can I help you? We struggle, folks, being like the Sadducees and the Pharisees. And the disciples struggled with those same things multiple times. Jesus called everybody on the carpet. I know your sins, but I love you anyways. I know your sins and I forgive you. Folks, if we knew each other's sins and all our personal sins in this room, we couldn't even handle it. Our emotional stability, we'd just melt. We would. Jesus knows the sins of the whole world, and they were placed on him on Calvary. And he withstood that and arose from the grave on our behalf. Because he shall love the Lord God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind. Love our neighbor as ourselves. What shall we do? Jesus said, Matthew 4. Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. What shall we do? Jesus tells us again in this passage this morning, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. I don't know how else to even explain. I'm just going to let Jesus' words work on our hearts. Matthew chapter 5. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by earth, for it is footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes, and your no be no, for whatever is more than these is from the evil one. I want you to take notice, it doesn't say silver either in there, it says white or black, okay? But doesn't say gray. But let your yes be yes and your no be no. You shall perform your oaths to the Lord. In other words, folks, be careful what you say. Don't make commitments and promises you can't keep. Jesus never did that, did he? God's never did that. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of promises that God kept. His word. Jesus did the same thing when he was here. Kept his word, didn't say something that he regretted. Yet your yes be yes and no be no. So we shall perform our oaths to the Lord. We'll watch our tongues. We'll make sure we're like we're talking to God instead of on a ship with sailors. Matthew 19, now behold, one came and said to him, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? So he said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, and that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. And he said to him, which ones? And Jesus said, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, all these things I have kept from my youth, what do I still lack? And Jesus said to him, if you want to be perfect, go. Sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. What shall we do? We shall love our neighbors as ourselves. What we shall not do, obviously, are these multitudes of things. Folks, our world struggles with shall honoring our mothers and fathers. And I tell you what, if I see someone at work that is disrespectful all the time and always not wanting to, I'll just use this for an example. You guys ever watch Deadliest Catch on Discovery Channel? I started watching that and recording that, them guys on the ship. I told Lucas, it reminds me when I worked on oil rigs. You know, you got a small group of guys and everybody's got a job and everybody's got to do their job, and rain or shine or freezing or weather or whatever it is. And I mention that to say, there's an employee on the deck that's a leader, and he doesn't respect the captain of the ship. He's mocking him under his breath, and they got mics all over the place. And this one guy, deckhand, he just keeps mocking the captain. You don't know what you're talking about. Oh, you missed this one. You missed this. We're not getting enough crabs. He just goes on and on and on and on. Day after day after day after day. Finally, the captain of the ship says, you know what? I'm going to talk to the other guys. Hey, is this affecting you guys? And they said, yeah, yeah. You mind if I fire him? Because I think I'm going to fire him. Yeah, that's okay. You can go ahead and fire him. So everybody else on the ship voted to fire this guy. Was he a good guy? Yeah. Was he a profitable guy? Yeah. Was he doing his job? Yeah, but he had an attitude. Wanted to do things his own way. He always wanted to mock the boss. Those same type of people, folks, and I say this, they never honor their father and their mothers either. They want to mock them. They want to make fun of mom. They want to make fun of dad. And folks, in our culture, in our society, that's a tragedy. Because once, if you don't honor your father and your mother, you're not going to honor the policeman. You're not going to honor the fireman. You're not going to honor people in uniform that help keep us a civilized society. You're not going to honor the laws. You're not going to want to pay your taxes, even though they're too much, and we don't like it. Jesus knew that when he was here. But he said, render unto Caesar what's Caesar's. This rich young ruler, as he is called in the scriptures, said, I've done all these things. I've followed all the rules. I've played church. Good. What do I lack? In a nutshell, this is what Jesus says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And we ask ourselves, that's pretty complex. How do we do that? Jesus says it in two simple words in this next passage that we just read. Follow me. How do I love God with all my heart and all my soul and all my mind? Follow Jesus. He was the perfect example. What do I do when I come upon this situation, Jesus? What did I do? Follow me. What do I say to this person when I come into the situation? Jesus says, what did I do? Follow me. There's an example for every instance in our lives in God's holy word. He didn't leave us any opportunities for failure. He loves us so much, he gave us an answer for everything. But we got to look for it. What shall I do? I shall look for Jesus. I shall follow him. I shall love my neighbor as myself. In Luke chapter 4, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. But Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. We shall live by every word of God. I'm going to use this example again, folks, because it hits me to the heart. When's the last time that Don went a day without eating? As you're all looking at my gut, I'm going to suck it in. Folks. When's the last day that we went without going to the well where there's living water and living bread? It's just as important for us as children of the kingdom of heaven, of the Most High God, to be feasting on every word of God in our daily lives. Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. What shall we do? We shall do what Jesus said. We shall never hunger, and we shall never thirst. What shall we do? In John 8, it is written, so when they continued asking him, he raised up himself and said to them, he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus has raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? She said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Folks, when I read this passage, every time I read this passage, I see our world and our society wanting to stone the woman for her sin. We don't know where the man was. We don't know how that worked out. We don't know anything but the woman and her sin and how Jesus dealt with her. This is one of the most greatest examples Jesus ever gave in my life. It just touches me. And there's so many applications to it, Father. In heaven gives us. Neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more. Folks, when's the last time that you said to somebody that's struggling with sin in their life, neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more? When? Is that something we should say as children of the Most High God? I think so. I think so. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Jesus, how do I do that? How do I walk? How do I not walk in darkness? He says, he gives an example with the woman. Don't be an accuser. Don't be a condemner. Be convicted. Have your conscience work on your heart. Have the Word of God work on your heart. And tell people, I love you, don't sin anymore. Because that's what Jesus is telling us. What shall we do? Say, I love you, and not sin anymore. Our last passage this morning, and the lesson is yours. So when Jesus came, John chapter 11, when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Talking about Lazarus. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he'll rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And she said to him, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. What shall we do? Title of our lesson this morning. We should live and believe in Jesus. And we will live and we will never die. I found out this week that a dear brother in Christ in Lebanon is struggling real bad with cancer. I wish we could put him on a prayer list, by the way.
Brother Marvin
Hayden. Marvin Hayden. He's been in back and forth Mayo Clinic in the last few months. I just found out yesterday. Rode Harleys with him when I had a Harley and spent many hours working on the church building down there. And, you know, he's a gentleman that's retired and been able to enjoy retirement and life here. But he served God. He's a deacon in the church down there. But this life, folks, is but a vapor. Marvin's going to live forever, whatever cancer brings to him. Gives him a few more years, gives him another 10 years, or takes him home to heaven. Somebody you know, their days are short on this life, reach out to them and tell them you love them and you care about them and you want them to live forever. What shall we do? What shall we do, folks? Follow Jesus and share the greatness of his truths with those around us? What shall we do? We shall love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. You shall love your God as yourself. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. You shall perform your oaths to the Lord. You shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die, shall live forever. I don't know about you folks, but I want to live forever. I love, I live, I feel blessed to be here on this earth. But I know this is not heaven, because it's not with God, as he's promised. If you've not given your heart to God, been baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins, become a child of God, we offer that opportunity this morning. If there's anything God's holy word is working on your heart, you need the prayers of congregation this morning, we also offer that opportunity and invitation. And just to remind you, what shall we do? Follow Jesus. Let him work on our hearts as only he can do. The lesson is yours this morning. If you need to respond, please come and do so as we stand and sing the selected hymn.
Help this word of grace to all.